bow out of any further negotiations, conversations, or so forth having to do with the Clay County Business Development Authority, and leave it to them to deal with the state on their own. And so I'll make a motion to that effect. We authorize our executive director to make that known to the county commission and the Clay Business Development Authority.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? The motion and the second. Is there any discussion?
So on our plan for the three representatives, are you all right? CAZ is out of now?
Yeah, we talked about, oh gosh, we came up, I even suggested all sorts of alternatives if we could include that model. But it's just, we feel it's too risky given the history of that.
Can I ask something, why is it too risky?
Well, they've had the county commission dropped the ball and the, now this is me talking. And the Business Development Authority dropped the ball, and I don't see how they're going to pick it up, and we don't want to get involved in it. If it was just the way, if we had the responsibility, we would take the responsibility to be the county economic development authority, but there's this sort of albatross hanging in there that we just don't know if we can operate this. There's a chance if somebody in the state got antsy, they could pull the money back that they've already given to the county commission, and the county commission passed on to the business development.
Well,
I'm not saying they would, but that's the kind of risk we're talking about.
Well, we were in a meeting. Mike Walls, Tommy and I were there, June the 15th. They, and my personal view is, I want whoever is going to work, they're going to be lead up to come to a new group back. They specifically let us know that the development authority was the authority.
Oh, the county, the state is.
The state is.
Yes, but now they have, you've got to realize the state now, at the moment they do that, they now have the right to come in and say, well, what have you done with the money?
That's exactly right, but that's for 1 year. Now, next year, the county commission will change. We can change that.
I know.
But they don't. If they write recommendations to them and say, you need to do this and right. You need to do that, which they have written in a letter. But to me, the CAZ, it's an investment in Clay County. I hear all these good things about the other counties. Do you see anything wrong with this model since they're, I mean, we don't know any other way to get somebody in this county that works 100% of the time to help this county out, to work holding what business, that part of the job description, to help hold what business that we've already got, but also to develop and to work on bringing new business in. They work at 100% of the time. I can't do it because of my working. Frank can't do it, and other ones can't do it. But we want to get somebody that does it 100% of the time. We kind of think that this is an opportunity, and that we may never get again. And we really need, because everybody thinks, Andy will write, that the Business Development Authority and CAZ, there's bad blood between them, and they can't get along. And I'm of the opinion that they can get along.
Yeah, I don't think there's bad blood between them. I don't know for sure.
Or if there is, I mean, we need to put it aside. That's been politics in Clay County since 1800. Yeah, and so I mean, I look at it passionately. If I sound passionately about this,
is that we
chipped in $15,000. The Business Development Authority has chipped in $15,000. We're just asking CAZ to chip in $15,000, and to hire this one person. I'm trying to figure out how that is a downturn or
because it doesn't fit, that model doesn't fit the development authority legislation that was passed by the feds in the state. That's one problem. Another one is, I can't remember his name, the guy down with the Mr. Gouldsby suggested a model where the county commission would keep the business development authority as county development authority, and they would then hire us as a consultant, and then the three of us, the same three people would hire someone under the common zone. But see, I don't see why we need to get involved at all. And I don't think that the members of, I know the members of our economic development committee didn't want to get involved. Why can't the county just do this on their own? Why do they request?
Your community and economic development, so that to me, in my mind, that makes you part of it.
Well, we wouldn't not cooperate if the business development authority was doing economic development. We cooperate with them, but we don't want to be responsible for their doing. We don't want to get involved with the responsibility. No. We've got too many irons in the fire already.
The board director of another county, Broome County, we have one with quality, Jackson.
Yes, and of course there's the Four Seas, which is a perfect example of how these county development authorities can cooperate. And the more you get together, the more help you get from the federal and state government, and the more impact you have with potential clients.
We have a Four Seas Economic Development Authority. You guys are in it. Three Briar, Beth, and Rollins, which is the four. And we have an executive director that runs that. They have a small staff, but they really look up to the regional aspects of the economic development plans. And Jay Ratter is the executive director of that. You might talk to her, but we're going to get some thoughts about how that happens. But we found, I don't know how you feel about the borough and Memphis, but for all practical purposes, it's a good way to get it.
All got it in.
Because they have web pages, and they advertise, and they do branding, and, you know, a lot of initiatives. And they're out there scratching, you know, trying to get people to come in.
They're basically responsible for our
leaders. Yes, exactly. Here's what I don't understand. When we first started CAEC, Clay County was hooked up with the development office for the job.
Yes.
And what down through the years has happened to that development office?
Now, the development office is still extremely involved in everything that we do.
It's out of trouble. I mean,
it's out of trouble. State government.
Yeah. And they're also working with the Four Seas Regional, but, you know, they work at the state level also.
At any time,
did Clay County ever organized in a development office with several different counties? So
no.
Nicholas, no. And how many is there in there? Four or five in Nicholas County?
Four seas.
Okay, I did. Four seas.
Four counties. That's what Four Seas stands for.
I was thinking at one time the Clay County was in with some of those counties.
No, and they actually had at one time, the county commission had appointed the environment zone as the economic development authority in Clay County back in the early days of the environment zone. That is the business development authority was formed, I guess, under the authority of the county commission. They've never been involved in another county. And not many counties look to that.
Is that we kind of feel like we're the red-headed stepchild. I mean, who wants to partner with us? We don't have anything. When I hear, you know, everybody's talking about their successes, I want to see Clay County get something. Ralph Gould, they thought it was a really good idea. I'm thinking, I'll come back and think, oh, man, this is good. We might hit on something. It's going to happen. And then y'all unplug this, and that's kind of shoot you for being a little... Anyway, I just, you know, here I'm thinking, man, maybe we're really going to get something. We're really going to do something.
Well, I think what Ralph did suggest was that either the commission commission or the Business Development Authority, use us as a consultant, and with the three of us, hire someone, and be to do play, and just move forward, continue to move forward like that.
Okay, I have a vested interest in it, then you don't put some money in it. I'm losing something somewhere.
We have put a good deal of money in. We put a good deal of money in when we gave a development site to BDA several years ago out at Alec Valley Fork, which left a sour taste in some mouths here.
I understand. Believe me, I understand it. And I'm not here to defend BDA. I'm not. And Tommy knows that.
You're saying, if we make an investment, we have made significant investments.
Well, let me clarify. I'm talking about Clay County Commission putting in $15,000, BDA putting in $15,000.
BDA can't put $15,000 because they have no money that they can match. They cannot match
money they already have in the bank. They can match. They can't match.
They can't put money in.
Unless they got money somewhere else.
It's LED money cannot be used to match LED money. Right. And that's all the money they're talking about. It's LED money.
And not only that, but we need really to get an executive director full time. You're talking at least $100,000.
We think we can get some cheaper than that.
You have a specific person in mind?
No.
Well, that's the problem.
Now, most of these directors in the state of West Virginia, if they do one county, get anywhere from like $35,000 to $45,000
a year. Do you share that with other doing more than one county?
If they do more than one county, then it's
considered. We want to do something in the county. We want to get something in the county. If somebody has a better idea, I'm going to take a look down to here.
Well, this is just my idea, but why doesn't the Business Development Authority try to pick up a lot of money in the bank enough to pay for 2 or 3 years of the executive director? Why don't we just go out and hire one? And we'd be willing to help them try to hire one if we didn't have any responsibility for it.
I guess that's going to be plain B, and I suppose. I don't know.
It might be the best plan. They need some kind of executive. They got a board and they got money, and there's no executive. There's nobody to execute their will. That's what they need.
I have a motion and I have a second. Is there further discussion? We'll vote the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm opposed.
And that we brought all of the recommendations